This is Glenn from Jaded Empire. Irk FM Metal Monday starts now.
It's Irk FM Metal Monday, episode number 3 on Irk FM and Trax Radio. Let's kick off some things with some metal from Mexico. That's right, some Mexican metal. Here is Dirty Woman with their song To Invade the Sky. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Sure. Hello, everybody. This is Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to Irks Metal Monday.
Welcome to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode number 3. That was our Dark Compass track of the episode. That was City of Fire, and the song that you heard there was called Courteous. I should know how to say Courteous Interruptus, shouldn't I? I don't know, should I? Courteous Interruptus was the name of the song by City of Fire. Thank you to Rolly for sending me that particular track amongst others. And our opening track came to us from Mexico, and that was Dirty Woman with their song To Invade the Sky. Dirty Women, or Dirty Woman more to the point, they call themselves a stoner rock metal band from Mexico City. The band has continued their shows on diverse forums and festivals from Mexico City and the Mexican province, getting great critics and acceptance from specialized magazines like R&R and Stone Rock Mexico, as well as, more importantly, from the crowds and from the metal scene. The sound of the band is diverse, being classified amongst the stoner world. Their music is characterized by riffs that find a resemblance with those musical structures of blues and hard rock from the 70s. They're strongly influenced by Grand Funk, Black Sabbath, Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin, but with a heavier sound. Street rock such as AC/DC and the density of thrash and power metal can easily be found. And after that, we heard from City of Fire. They're from Vancouver. Now, as I learnt when I went into that particular part of the world, the Pacific Northwest, there's Vancouver in Washington, and there's also Vancouver in British Columbia in Canada. Hi, Shauno. And they're from British Columbia. They're from Canada. Of course, that particular part of the world is known for its primarily rainy climate. The weather can serve as a driving force of creativity for local artists. Creativity builds an internal fire, the rain that stokes the fire within and ultimately provides liberation. So Vancouver, they've described as a city that shelters, hurts, inspires, warms, scares, challenges, and illuminates. Here is Ceremony of Opposites with Severe Carnage. Strap yourselves in. Irk FM Metal Monday, Episode 3. We'll be right back.
We are Centered Self.
We? What's this we business?
We.
We're a band?
We are a band.
What's your name?
Simon.
What's my name?
Alan.
Why did I get you to tell me that?
I don't know. And you're listening to... Oak FM Metal Monday.
Monday! Monday! Monday!
Monday! We'll be right back.
that was epic. That song, that went for about 10 minutes. Definitely wouldn't get played on quote-unquote traditional radio, but on a podcast, no problem at all. That was Caveat with Vindication, and they described themselves as one of the leaders of the Western heavy music revolution. They released their debut album, The Biggest Secret, in May 2004. They returned with a self-titled EP about a year later. They did another EP in 2005. They're Canadian as well. They've played in and around Western Canada with acts such as King's Cross, Into Eternity, Unexpect, and Wide Mouth Mason. They have formed a rabid and loyal local following who are attracted to the band's distinct multi-layered sound and intensely entertaining live show. So, yes, that's from Canada, that's Caveat. And before that, we move across to the Netherlands with Ceremony of Opposites, Dutch death metal since 2005, their website says. Their name was chosen because it shows the different personalities and musical tastes of the band members, and it has nothing to do with the album by Samuel. The style of the band is death metal combined with influences from AA Thrash, Viking and black metal. In the songs you can hear the love the band members have for bands such as Cannibal Corpse, Vida, Amon Amarth and Arch Enemy. And their second album, 2010, Seeds of Resurrection. Of course, if you'd like more information about any of these bands, go to the show notes at irkfm.com, go to the Metal Monday section, and you'll be able to find out more about each of these bands.
All right, people, listen up. This is Glenn from Very Live Entertainment. A little bit of news on VMX 2011. All right, it's coming on December 17th. It's at the Lucky Australian Tavern in St. Mary's. On the lineup so far that we can announce, we have Amodus. Boundary Road. Ill-Content. Jaded Empire. A whole lot more news on its way soon.
is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM's Metal Mondays.
You're listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode number 3, and that was Mercy Kill with their song called Beyond the Mirror, and before that we heard from Pure Hatred and their song Antagonize. Hope you're enjoying the music here on Irk FM Metal Monday. Mercy Kill are from, well, this is interesting, on their website it says that they're from Indianapolis and also from Las Vegas, so they could be little bit of both. Their quest for world domination began in February of 2005. They released their first EP called Throw the Switch in 2006. And then their first full-length CD, The Order of War, was due to be released in 2008. So far, they say that they've managed to terrorize most of Indiana, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit, and a lot of places in between. They have shared the stage with such groups such as Obituary, Metal Church, Broken Teeth, God Forbid, Full Blown Chaos, Alabama, oh hang on, no that's Alabama Thunder Pussy, interesting name for a band, and Year of Desolation, and a lot more. And so that was Mercy Kill. Before that we heard from Pure Hatred, and they are from Seattle, Washington. They say that they are affiliated with the distinct sound of Ripping Your Face Off. Their description sounds like a lawnmower running over your head. And they were formed in 2003. They recorded a demo CD in 2004 using a portable 8-track recorder. Hello, current metal bands. Do you know what an 8-track recorder is? And they entitled that Kings of Beer. After performing everywhere that they could, they sold out of the original CDs, 300 in total that they self-burned and labelled on a home PC. And they say that their personal interests are beer, ruling the known universe, and beer. And so some of you will find that very, very hard to argue with. We're about to hear from A Long Way Gone with their song called Most Hated. A Long Way Gone are from Atlantic City. And that's all pretty much I can tell you at the moment, except that they classify themselves as hardcore, metal, and thrash. So let's find out A Long Way Gone from Atlantic City. Atlantic City, I think that's the Vegas of the southeast of the US.
This is my hour, most hated!
Looking for great quality, independent and unsigned music? You found it on Tracks Radio, now featuring Irk FM. Down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on irkfm.com and tracksradio.com every Friday and Saturday.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk & Cool. You're listening to Irk FM. You can find Suffolk & Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
We'll be right back. to Urk FM. Find us online at www.aschaosunfolds.com.
We are Found Your Road, and you're listening to
Urk FM.
Find us at
www.foundryroad.com.
Hi, we're Earl Concerned. You're listening to Urk FM. Find us online at
www.facebook.com/illcontentmusic
or metal.
Interesting title of Fresh Meat for the Grinder. That was Diarra Rasmietrios and the song Fresh Meat for the Grinder. And before that, we heard from Ace Mafia and their song London Underground. Ace Mafia, as the name of the song might suggest, are from the UK. They're from London. They say that each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive, and it is only by this meeting that a new world is born. The band first all met in 2007 at a well-known Camden Town cover band show called Metalworks, where two of the band members used to share the stage. A Canadian singer moved to London 7 years ago to pursue his musical dream, trying to fit in with various acts, but nothing substantial enough to bring out everything that he's got to give. Four different worlds seeking the same task, and by luck, fate, or just randomness, these guys got together in a tiny room in North London and started to record some songs, even before thinking about putting a band together, due to everyone's commitments at that point. Unpretentious, no rules, and just go with the flow. And I think that's pretty cool. And the song that we just heard was from Dia de los Muertos, and they come from Los Angeles. They say that they are bringing a Latino tribal concept where brothers in metal come together to create uninhibited and uncompromising heavy music to the world. They were created in LA in 2005 by members of Agony, Body Count, Asino, Static X, Dreams of Damnation, Animal Demands, and Massacre. And so that is quite cool. They say that they also like Carcass, Morbid Angel, Napalm Death, and all sorts of good true metal. Absolutely awesome. Almost finished for this episode of IrkFM Metal Monday, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every week on Monday on Channel IrK. Our next group comes to us from Texas, Fistful of War, and the song that we're about to hear comes to us from our music supplier AirPlay Direct, like the majority of the songs this episode. But before Fistful of War, because I think that the final song is very relevant for the last track, we are going to hear from another group, which I'll tell you about right at the end. You'd think these guys were Canadian by the sound of their name, but they're not necessarily Canadian. Hank of the Destruction Moose, and the song that you're about to hear is El Dorado. El Dorado.
Time and time again, you're all together. G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me. G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
I love Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio Australia!
Hell yeah!
Keep it rock.
Australia.insomniaradio.net. Great way to finish the episode there with two bands from Texas. We had Hank of the Destruction Moose, and that song that we just finished was Final Stand by Fistful of War. Two awesome bands from Texas, and I didn't know that there was a lot of metal in Texas, but I've played a few on this episode and last week as well, so that is absolutely awesome. Thank you to everyone who has given me some feedback in relation to Erk FM Metal Monday. Hope you are all enjoying the music. Our music today came to you courtesy of Airplay Direct, and also thank you to Rolly from Dark Compass. We heard from Dirty Woman, City of Fire, Ceremony of Opposites, Caveat, Pure Hatred, Mercy Kill, A Long Way Gone, Ace Mafia, Dia de los Metros, Hank of the Destruction Moose, and Fistful of War. We went a bit harder on this week's episode with a bit of thrash metal and a bit of death metal thrown in there. I'll be back next Monday on ERK FM Metal Monday, episode number 4 next week. Who knows what I'll chuck down the pipe and into your ears at 11 next Monday. You'll have to tune in and find out. I'm ERK. Thank you very much for listening, and good night, interweb. Really obvious.